Well, time to change tack and talk some rugby now. And joining us, well, he grew up in Cowra, played one test for the Wallabies back in 2019. Waratahs prop, Harry Johnson-Holmes. How are you, Harry?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very well. Good to have you on the program. So coming off, what, a 41-7 loss to the Reds. You've lost key players, including your captain. You're set to face the defending champion, Brumbies. So what has the squad done this week just to keep belief and confidence with all these things going against you?
Look, mate, like, Tower, look, tactically, not a lot. Like, we know that execution was off on the weekend, and, you know, ultimately that's what let us leak, you know, three tries in, what, 15, 20 minutes, and we're just up against it from there with the red card. For us, it's probably more perspective and kind of just, you know, making sure that with a lot of young blokes in the squad, we know that, you know, it's the first game of what will be a pretty long competition towards the end, and you know, just making sure we keep our heads screwed on and you know, keep playing with confidence, because that's, you know, that's ultimately how we've decided we want to play, and you know, we want to continue to do that.
Yeah, Harry, Mido just mentioned you lost Jake Gordon. How's his injury? How's he going, and how do you replace him?
His injury, it's I've heard it's better than first thought, so that's obviously a positive there. He's in good spirits, obviously disappointed, but yeah, like I said, I think getting a bit of better news than he expected has helped out there. And look, replacement-wise, Jack Grant came off the pine on the weekend and, you know, showed a little bit of what he's like as a player. He's been playing for Eastern Suburbs in the Shoot Shield for a number of years now. A really exciting player. I know whenever him and Jake play each other, Uni v East, there's always a bit of feeling going on there between the two, because they are such class players and you know, like to play similar running styles. I think he's going to be a great replacement. He was always going to be good off the pine, and I think the opportunity for him to get, you know, a start and some big minutes, we're going to start to see just how good he is.
What about belief in the squad, Harry? I mean, from the outside looking in, a lot of people are saying, well, it's going to be a tough old year for the Waratahs this year. How do you go about sort of blocking that outside noise and just keeping the focus on yourselves and believing in what you're doing and knowing that you're going to have a good season?
Well, look, I suppose, like I said, a lot of it's perspective. Like, for example, you know, the last time we played the Reds, you know, we dished them up a fair bit. You know, we scored, you know, a lot of points against them and beat them pretty convincingly at home. That's, you know, that they've obviously gotten a bit of revenge there, and, you know, good on them for doing so. But, you know, they went on to, you know, make the grand final. It is a bit of that putting things in perspective and stuff like that. But look, for us, like, you know, we've just got games to prove ourselves. That's kind of all that it's kind of come down to. We admit that the performance on the weekend wasn't that flash and not at all up to where we want to be. But, you know, if we put that into perspective of, you know, leaking all those points early through some pretty basic defensive systematic errors versus losing a man to the bin and not leaking a single point in that, you know, 20-minute period that Izzy Parisi was off, I think, you know, there's belief there through the review that we can look at where we went wrong and identify it, and I suppose just know that we've got it in us. If we're 14 men down, not leaking any points, like, you know, there's a bit of ticker there. There's proof in the pudding in what we're trying to do. We've got a lot of young guys. I think, you know, there was always going to be teething issues early in the season as blokes, you know, because we've got really a well-oiled team that's trained really well. You know, chuck him in the stadium, you know, in front of 15,000 odd Queenslanders in their Super Rugby debut. You know, you're always going to come up with a few errors. Unfortunately for us, that obviously just equaled points every time.
What about the new rules, Harry? Did you notice many changes, and is it something you got to look at?
Yeah, the bloody 30 seconds for a scrum. They're carrying on. What's going on there?
That was rest time.
need to get some air in.
Yeah, bloody hell. That's a bit of a shock to the system. Yeah. I think their gentleman's agreeing us a bit on that. Not being too rough, but I'm sure some bloody ref's gonna try and get a highlight reel going and start calling us out. But look, I think the game's obviously. I think the rules are geared well to keep the game flowing, keep the game fast. Obviously, that's ultimately what the fans want, and we love playing exciting footy. All teams in Australia do. So, fine. I think the funniest one's like the 50-22 because it's so like foreign to us. Unless you watch a fair bit of league, it's just like it happens and the ball will go out every now and then and some random punter's just like 50-22 and everyone's kind of looking around going, was it? So, that's probably the biggest thing I've got to probably start looking out for. But they're sweet. I think they're, like I said, all geared towards helping the game and, not too bad.
Now, winger Alex Newsome takes over as captain from Jake Gordon. You props don't listen to wingers.
Can't believe a winger's been named captain.
They do now.
There'd be a blow-up at training, wouldn't there?
Yeah.
Refusal to play under him.
They're very quick to point the finger at the wingers, especially in a hard dog. But nobody's going to be great for us. He's he's taken on that vice skip role on a fair few occasions now. And, similar to Jake, the boys just get around him, and he's a good bloke, despite being a winger. So he'll be good for us, and he'll step into those boots well.
It's funny with wingers. I on last Saturday with the All Stars, yes. I was coaching the All Stars, Harry, and just before the Maori scored the first try, we had this attacking mindset. We wanted to attack, so that was fine. So Fergo goes up for this bomb. And instead of trying to catch it, he knocks it over the sidelines. So everyone's sort of looking and thinking, oh, well, that's fine. So anyway, they score a try, and then Fergo comes running in from the wing. From the wing, going, don't change our mindset, don't change our mindset. And Cody Walker looked at him and said, Fergo, just catch the ball.
that is so wingers.
A bit of volleyball going on there. Trying to work out what that was. Yeah, attacking mindset, I'll keep that in mind.
Harry, it's going to be great to have Lockie Swinton back. I'm just interested, what was your reaction when he got a Bill Corp tattoo on his bum?
The whole thing was he was like, it's obviously, major sponsor of Sydney Uni and everything. That was the reason. But in the back of his mind, I think he was thinking that they were going to give him a job out of it. I don't know how well you know Lockie Swinton, but I don't know how well he's fitting into a suit and tie in the Build Corp boardroom. The other thing was that he thought the agreement was that Tony Suka, the CEO and owner, would pay for the tattoo, and he's he hasn't got any response from the invoice.
Send him the invoice. That's brilliant.
But no, he's got a few funny tattoos scattered around him that all have some bizarre meaning from 12 hours before.
too much bourbon and coke. That's what they all mean.
He's probably got a Jim Beam tattoo somewhere.
Oh, great stuff. Well, Harry, look, really good to talk to you. Let's just hope you bounce back against the Brumbies, mate. Thanks so much.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having us.
Good on you, mate.
Harry Johnson-Holmes, their Waratahs prop. How about the odds for the game Saturday night in Canberra? The Brumbies are $1.11. The Waratahs, $6.50 plus 16.5 at the line. The Waratahs.
I think the Brumbies would be hard to beat at home. Oh, but very hard. Talking to Harry, though, he seems as though they're confident in their own ability. They believe in their system. And while they've got a number of young guys, as long as they don't listen to the outside noise, it's all about what you're doing inside your four walls. And if you're confident and you've trained well, you've got strong belief, anything's possible. So they've just got to go down there with that mindset. Have a positive mindset. Don't change your mindset.
Don't change your mindset. Just catch the ball, Fergo. I love it. Lizzie Wellborn, Iron Woman, coming up next.